This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. Syria's state news agency, Sana, says that Israeli missiles have targeted a western city, wounding three soldiers. VOA's Tommy McNeil has more.
Sana said Sunday the missiles were fired in Hama province at dawn. Other local media reported that Syria's air defenses shot several of them down. No deaths were immediately reported. Photos from Sana'a show the missiles may have landed on farmland. Israel has staged hundreds of strikes on targets in Syria over the years. However, it rarely acknowledges or discusses such operations. It says it targets bases of Iran-allied militias, notably Lebanon's militant Hezbollah group. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Ukraine and Russia each claimed on Saturday that hundreds of enemy troops were killed over the previous 24 hours in the fierce fight for Bakhmut, with Kyiv fending off unabating attacks and a small river that bisects the town now marks the new front line. Marissa Melton has the story.
A Ukrainian military spokesperson said 221 pro-Moscow troops were killed and more than 300 wounded in Bakhmut. Russia's defense ministry said that up to 210 Ukrainian soldiers were killed in the broader Donetsk part of the front line. While Moscow didn't specify Bakhmut casualties, the eastern Donetsk town, now nearly deserted, has been the site of one of the bloodiest and longest battles of the year-long war. Both sides have admitted to suffering and inflicting significant losses in Bakhmut, while the exact number of casualties is difficult to independently verify. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
For more on the war in Ukraine or other top stories, visit us online at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Turkish defense minister said on Sunday that he believes that a deal allowing Ukrainian grain to be exported via the Black Sea will be extended from its current March 18th deadline. The Black Sea Grain Initiative, brokered between Russia and Ukraine by the United Nations and Turkey last July, aims to prevent a global food crisis by allowing Ukrainian grain, blockaded by Russia's invasion, to be safely exported from three Ukrainian ports. The deal was extended for 120 days in November and will renew on March 18th if no one objects. Iran's judiciary on Sunday confirmed a death sentence for a Swedish-Iranian dissident over terrorism, 2 years since his disappearance at an airport in Turkey. The judiciary's Mizan online website reported, Habib Chab has been held in Iran since October 2020 after he vanished during a visit to Turkey and was put on trial in Tehran, which does not recognize dual nationalities. Chab, who was found guilty on charges of corruption on earth and the formation of a rebel group, was sentenced to death on December 6th. On Sunday, it was confirmed that Iran's Supreme Court upheld the ruling. Since Peru's first protest death mid-December following the dramatic December 7th ouster of leftist President Pedro Castillo, prosecutors have opened at least 11 investigations into the deaths of some of the people killed during clashes with security forces. Family members of the victims have joined together, getting legal support and forming an association to spur authorities to action. Reuters' Freddie Joyner has more.
As Peru grapples to restore stability following months of anti-government protests that left 49 people dead, families that lost loved ones to the violence, which erupted following the dramatic December 7th ouster of leftist President Pedro Castillo, say they cannot forgive and forget. Now they are out to seek justice. In the southern city of Juliaca, Asunta Umpiri held the torn red and black sweatshirt of a 15-year-old son, who was shot in the back of the head on January 9th, the deadliest day of violence Peru has seen in over 20 years.
It's Reuters' Freddie Joyner reporting. North Korea has decided to take important practical war deterrence measures, state media reported Sunday. This a day before South Korea and the United States begin their largest joint military drills in 5 years. The decision was made at a meeting of the ruling party's military commission, presided over by leader Kim Jong-un, according to the official Korean news agency. Reporting from Washington for